From the red carpet to the celebrity street style hairdos and hair don'ts, this is Get Trust With Us. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's beauty director, Ms. Gwen Flamberg.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Get Trust With Us. I'm in the studio today with my co-pilots in Beauty Land, Mr. Travis Cronin and Beth Shapori. You guys, it's kind of like our most fabulous time of the year.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. You can wear anything you want outside. Everybody's excited and there's lots of parties.
And it's also Fashion Week.
It's Fashion Week and we're excited about Fashion Week. I mean, I'm kind of carbo loading because I'm always exhausted all through Fashion Week. We have a very exciting guest here in the studio with us today. I mean, it could be like the most attractive guest we've ever had.
Absolutely.
We're all dying we're
by the gorgeousness. Yeah. It's hard. We have Miss Sarah Sampaio.
Yay!
Who is a Victoria's Secret angel.
An angel.
She is an angel. We have a live angel with us here in the studio.
Angel.
Yeah, we're going to do a wing check soon. And you are also, you know, I read, this is kind of very interesting because I was doing a little bit of like, let me see all about Sarah's history.
Ooh. I did too. I did a deep dive.
So in Portugal, where you are from,
yeah.
You have won Golden Globes for modeling.
Yes.
That is so cool. We don't have Golden Globes
well,
for modeling.
No. You know, it's Portugal, a very small country, and yeah, we do have our version of the Golden Globes. They're called Globes de Ouro.
Wow.
And yeah, they have a fashion category, and yeah, I've won a few.
Oh, that is so cool.
Do you have them stacked in your apartment?
They're actually in my parents' house in Portugal.
Oh, well, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a good conversation starter for anybody who comes over. For
it's like the parents who have your kids' trophies.
I'm just going to take one here and just put on, oh, yeah, you don't remember I won that Golden Globe TV show I was in? You didn't know that? That's, yeah, I just put a sticker in front. And
best so fun. Actress.
Best actress.
So what are you most excited for this Fashion Week?
You know, I just really love seeing what the designers come up with. And I feel like spring, summer is always my favorite fashion week because I'm a summer baby.
Me too.
And I hate the cold. So I always love seeing dresses. And so I think I'm just always really excited to see the new trends. Also like makeup and hair trends. And they always come up with like really cute new stuff. So yeah, I'm always excited to see what's going to be next year's trend.
Totally. And I love this Fashion Week, spring, summer, because it happens in the fall when it's beautiful out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are so many great parties and like rooftop parties and parties that are outside. And it doesn't matter if you're running back and forth to a gajillion shows because the other season.
Snow.
Fall,
slush.
Winter happens
it's
when.
Just cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
And miserable. And everyone hasn't seen the sun in a few months.
Yeah.
And everyone is in a bad mood.
Yeah. And we like good moods, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So do you have. Are you planning to go to any shows? Are you walking in any shows this season?
I'm going to watch at least one show for now, and I think I might be walking another one. I'm not 100% sure because a lot of it is like last minute.
It's totally last minute.
I don't really walk that many shows anymore.
Yeah.
So
I know you're growing up. You're an angel now.
I'm just an angel now, you know? But it's kind of fun to be on the other side, to be honest.
Oh, for sure. And just get to sit in the front row.
Yeah, cast judgment. It's more fun to cast judgment.
It's more fun. It's like, oh.
Her walk is terrible, but I love that dress.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I want that dress.
Yeah.
I was like, who?
But also,
why,
it's
why
like,
did she get the show and I didn't?
No, when you're sitting in the front row, like you're like near Anna Wintour, you've made it, honey. It's like you're getting your hair and makeup done.
Do you know what? They treat you so much better when you're sitting front row. Like, compared to when you're walking it.
Really?
So I was like, I never want to walk any shows anymore. And like, especially now that I know like how the two experiences, I'm like, I'm just going to pretend I'm not a model and sit front row.
Oh, you're a model, honey. You have won Golden Globes to prove it.
Yeah.
Award-winning model.
Award-winning model, Sarah Sampaio.
Yes. So since you are an angel, And Victoria's Secret just launched their fall collection, which has been, like, very exciting. I've seen it all
over
the place.
It's so fun to look at.
Yeah, it's very, it seems to me.
It's great to wear it, too.
It seems to me like it's more upscale and kind of, mm-hmm. it feels a little bit more like high fashion. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the relaunch and, like, your favorite pieces in this new collection.
Yeah, I'm really, really obsessed about this new collection. It's kind of the lingerie that I've always used and what I like to wear. I love simple, and I love, like, lace and sexy, and that's what it's all about, but without losing the elegance and the sophistication, which I think it's so important for me, because you still want to, like, look put together in your lingerie, if that makes any sense.
No, totally. I mean, quite honestly, I think it's the most important way to look put
yeah.
together.
And it feels very luxurious as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited. I mean, I love so many different pieces. I love, like, it's very risque, but I love the one that it has, like, all these, almost like a bond, like
the bondage straps. Yes,
ones.
That was our favorite one too.
The one that comes in green that I really want.
Yes.
Are you guys taking notes?
I think that one is a really sexy one.
Yeah.
I actually posted it on my Instagram. Did very well.
Most likes ever.
Photo did very well. I wonder why. But I also love the simplicity of the, like, lace pieces and.
Yeah.
And I just love the colors as well, like black. You can't go wrong with black. And there's, like, whites and all those, like, jewel tones, which they're just so beautiful. And I'm really obsessed. When I saw the collection, I was like, oh, thank God, I love everything. I want to have everything.
You guys should see Sarah and the Victoria's Secret team. They're all in these chic,
yes,
black.
Chic.
We're bringing pajamas back to street.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, why
we
not? Who doesn't want to have a pajama party? I mean, I think pajama parties are, like, the most fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're having a very sexy pajama party.
Sexy
it's
pajama
true.
Party.
That's like a cute little romper. Is it one piece?
No, it's two pieces.
It's two pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a little pajama short set.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can wear your sparkly bra
underneath. I would not think to tuck that in like that. That is very smart.
You know, it gives you a
waist. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, it does give you a good little waist.
And it's good for, like, hanging out at your apartment and then, like, going out that night. You throw on, like, a red lip and you're out the door looking pretty.
Yeah. Or I don't know if you guys have any dogs, but I used to go, like, walk my dog a lot at night or in the morning in pajamas. So now I can look very fab doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, look at that sexy dog walker. Uh-huh.
Redefining street style. I don't know, you guys. I think we need to try that.
And what are you loving for makeup for the fall? Sort of what's your, like, fall go-to makeup? What do you switch up from summer to fall?
Good question.
You have some glitter on your eyes, which I'm very in support
yeah,
of.
It's really
your euphoria.
So gorgeous.
You know what? Like, in the summer, I tend to use a lot of, like, brighter colors, like, on the lips. And I definitely love lots of highlighter and lighter on the eyes. Also, I get more tanned. So it's like you don't need as much makeup. Mm-hmm. And I think on fall, winter, I start, like, being a little bit more heavier. Like, not heavier, but, like, I tend to use, like, darker colors and maybe a little bit more contouring, pretend, like, I think just a little bit more makeup to pretend that you're still in summer.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, because we want to recreate summer all year long.
Exactly.
If I could have an endless summer, it would be amazing.
You're drawing the summer on your face, pretty much.
Yeah, that's why I'm spending more time in LA. I'm like, I can't do this weather. I'm just...
It's good. Why not? Where are you based? Are you based here or there?
In between.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm still based here, but I'm spending more and more time in LA. I just really love it there. Kind of reminds me of home in a weird way.
Well, the weather
can't beat the weather. I mean, I don't know. Like, I grew up by the beach. I really love the driving everywhere and the sunshine and just the space. And it's so chaotic here in New York. I'm always, like, so anxious and stressed. And, like, I can't get anything done because I'm too worried worrying about things.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. That's New York. It's like we're sort of stress cases.
Yeah.
We try not to be.
Yeah.
Maybe if we wore pajamas all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Get a mellow vibe.
I think that's a good idea.
We should start like a little movement.
We should have pajama Fridays or something.
Pajamas Fridays.
Good idea. Yeah. Instead of that's casual.
Yeah, it's super casual.
If you
casual.
Think I'm not coming in pajamas tomorrow, you're crazy.
Oh my gosh, tomorrow's Friday. That's true.
Pajama Fridays, I like it.
Yeah.
Do you speak Portuguese with the Brazilian Victoria's Secret girls?
Because it's like, I do.
But you know, I used to go to Brazil all the time, and I find that like Brazilian Portuguese is like a little bit different from Portugal Portuguese.
Yes, it is. Oh. It's quite different, and I actually put on a Brazilian accent when I speak to them.
Oh, you do
that's
that?
So
yeah,
funny.
It's
yeah.
like it's a little bit like sexier and lazier.
Yeah, I mean,
like it's—I don't know. I just remember it's like so yeah. hot in Búzios where I used to go, yeah. and everyone would be like, "Tudo bom,
tudo bom,
tudo bem."
And it's funny because, like, when people hear me speak Portuguese from Portugal, obviously, they kind of think sometimes I sound Russian.
Oh, how
Russian!
Funny.
It has a lot of the same sounds. Huh. I cannot speak Russian or understand Russian, so it's definitely not the same language. I think it's just very similar sounds.
Yeah.
But the Brazilian is just more. It's kind of like you're singing.
Yeah.
And they just like glue things more together, and it's just like very chill. It's like very chill Portuguese.
Yes.
And also they use like different like verb tenses. So like just
oh yeah
different kind of grammar they usually use, but in general, yeah, it just becomes easier for me if I just put on the Brazilian accent because it just makes everyone's lives easier.
No one thinks.
Otherwise, I have to repeat myself a lot, and I'm from the north. I speak really fast, and we have a little bit of an accent from the north, so. Yeah, it's just easier if I just...
You just slip right into the Brazilian
right in,
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Why not?
Everyone's going to Portugal now. I feel like
it's
so much
moment.
More of a hot spot than
yes.
when you were growing up there.
Yes. It's so much fun. Like, I mean, we are such a great country. I feel like we're like the last place in Europe, like the south of Europe that people haven't like been much to. I feel like everyone goes to France, Italy, Spain, but Portugal, and we are such an amazing country. We have everything that you can imagine, and our food is amazing.
Really? What do we eat if we go to Portugal?
Yeah. Everything, like have incredible shellfish, fish, meats. We have great meats. We have like a very famous dish called bacalhau.
What's
oh
that?
Yeah, I know that.
It's like codfish, but it's salted codfish.
Oh, I love bacalhau. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and we have so many different types of food, and also depending where you are in the country. We have, from where I'm from, we have this food called francesinha. It's called, translating, it's like little French girl.
Oh, cute.
And it's literally like just fat. it's like a cheese bread. Sandwich that has every type of meat you can imagine, and then there is like melted cheese on top, and then there is like this sauce, which is like a secret. Like each restaurant has like a secret sauce, and it's spicy. And
ooh, yum!
Sounds like an American dish.
Yeah, sounds like a hot brown, like we have in the South.
What's a hot brown?
A hot brown is like it's a sandwich. It's from Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky. Full disclosure. And it's served in a skillet, but it's a sandwich, and it's got like all this crap on top of it. Like you cannot believe, but it's.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yes. I love the idea of it, but then the sauce is really spicy, and I'm a baby when it comes to spicy. I can't eat any spicy. So.
Is there any place to get good Portuguese food in New York, or do we know if we have to go to your house?
She's like, don't come over, because I ain't cooking.
I ain't cooking. Don't come over. You know, like, there is a couple places. There was this one, I don't even know if they're open anymore, but it was called Pão means bread in English.
Yeah.
But if you want to get the best, you go to New York. There's a big Portuguese community there.
Huh.
They have the supermarkets with Portuguese like products. And they
all the
have
good spices and all stuff.
All like even like Portuguese brands and stuff like that. And I think that's probably the best place to go to get
Good Portuguese. All right, noted. That is life-changing to me.
And where should we go when we're going to Portugal? I've been to Lisbon. I had so much fun there. And I went there. I didn't know it was your Independence Day. And it was the craziest night ever. There's fireworks. There's drinking on the streets. There's 1,000 people. And I was like, is it like this every Saturday? They're like, today's our Independence Day. Calm down.
You thought that was every day?
I thought it was every Saturday. I was like, this is the best place I've ever been in my life.
It was probably not our Independence Day because we don't really do big parties. It was probably our Saint parties.
Maybe. There were fireworks and like a thousand people in the streets.
Yeah, because that's...
They said like, it was like our 4th of July.
Yeah, it's called... It's Os Santos. It's like the saints.
Yes,
like
that
each
one.
City have... a different saint, and usually like everyone comes outside and it's like a big popular party. It's
fun.
It's a lot of fun. Like in Porto we have San Juan, and it's really fun.
You go around. Need to go, you guys.
You go around with like plastic hammers and like those ones like that, and you just like. Hit people's head with it and it just like makes noise.
Oh, we call that Tuesday. guys, watch out. Tuesday is coming. Yeah. Watch out for the hammer. That is so much fun. Well, I'm really into big wave surfing. So
really?
I watched that Nazare is how you pronounce it. It looks so
cool.
Do you
surf?
No.
Oh,
I certainly
okay.
don't.
I just, like, you just became the coolest person if you do big waves.
No.
I
like stand up paddle boarding because I like to stay on the board.
Okay.
I'm too fair-skinned to surf even. Like, I did surf a little bit, but, like, you're in the water so much, and I'm just stressed out about getting sunburned the whole time. So, like, I'm
Makes
in
sense.
The water. Other people who are surfing are, like, watching the waves, trying to find the pattern of the ocean, figuring out which one they're going to catch next, and I'm just stressed out about that I'm getting sunburned.
You just have to wear those wetsuits that only, like, leave your face out.
I'm not
like
that committed unless Victoria's Secret would make me a very sexy one, like a bondage full wetsuit. That's, like, a whole other fetish.
But that would have been the weirdest tan lines.
Yeah.
You look like a tiger.
Exactly, which could be interesting.
It's like, oh, what happened
Exactly. So, no, I certainly don't surf. I do a little stand-up paddleboarding, and I certainly don't big wave surf, which is like, wouldn't that be funny?
I don't know.
You just throw me around, right?
Those are really scary.
No, it's crazy.
They're really, really scary. They're, like, really big. And
like huge, like 30, 40 feet, you guys.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
it would stress me out to watch.
I'm getting anxiety thinking
about it. But it would be really
them.
Cool. I know. I'm getting a little anxious talking about
it. Because we're in New York.
It's true. Okay, so let's just like talk a little bit about Fashion Week. I know you're not walking in many shows this season, but you have, obviously.
I have, yes.
What is it like for models when they're running to like a gajillion different shows? It must be so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, like, I'm very privileged that when I actually started doing a lot of shows, I could actually afford a driver.
Oh, how awesome.
Good.
But, like, most girls, they're doing, like, 4 or 5 shows, and they have to, like, take subways, and it's tough. Like, cause
well, it's also exhausting, yeah. I'm sure.
And exhausting.
You're, like, on your feet. And,
and it's not like you're in dreadlocks and a red eye.
Yeah, you get to the next thing. They have to take off the makeup, put on the makeup. It's like they're torturing your hair.
Your skin is just, like, destroyed by the end of the 4 weeks, and you're just, like... Everyone in Paris is just like, just don't touch me. Everyone is just such in a bad mood in Paris. They're like, it's fine. Just don't touch me. But yeah, I mean, it's very tiring because, you know, you're not just doing shows. You're also going to castings in between, fittings in between, and you're running around and you barely have time to like have a proper meal. And it's really long hours. Some shows have like 5:30 a.m. call times, and then other show like you. Sometimes I remember doing this fitting in New York that was at like 3 a.m.
Oh my God.
I know girls that sometimes have to be there all night waiting for their fitting because their outfit is not ready yet. So it's, you know, like it's not like the hardest job in the world, and we're not like saving the world or cure cancer, but it is kind of, it's physically and emotionally, it's very draining.
Oh, I bet.
And then the emotional side, it's like you're obviously tired and you're traveling, you're jet lagged, and you're away from everyone, and sometimes people are not the nicest.
And the girls are young. It's like you're away from your family.
And you know, like, and when you hear a no, you know, like, you just didn't get it because of the way you look. So that's takes a lot of, you know. I feel like
emotional
actors,
strength.
If they don't get it, it's because, like, well, maybe you were not right for the part, or you didn't, there's kind of a skill, like, but... And in model, there is kind of a skill too, but it's when you audition, when you go to castings, it's more pretty much on the way you look. So it can become, you know, if one season you did amazing and then the next season you're not doing it, you're like start wondering like, okay, what happened? Like, and sometimes nothing happened. It's just the way the business is, and it can be mentally very draining, and you know, like, and there's a lot of like power plays in the back that like people don't even know about, and then it's a lot. Well, it's a lot. That's
well, what
sure.
about the happy part? When you the hit the stage, part? When you're yes. thinking back of your favorite shows that you walked in, that yes. you just love the dress or love the energy, what are sort of your highlights from the runway?
You know, I think, and it's not just because I'm the face of the brand, but I think my favorite shows are definitely the Victoria's Secret fashion shows. You know,
they're
it's
so
just,
fun.
So fun.
They're just fun, you know?
Good mood.
And you're just there and you can be yourself and mm-hmm. and... It's really fun, and you know, like you can just do whatever you want. You can really be yourself, and I you know, like have music going on, and and all the girls are just really happy to be there. So I really love doing that. And then other shows that I've done that I like thought they were really cool. I always liked the Balmain shows. I thought they were always so powerful and so cool. Mm. I remember opening for Elie Saab. This was like probably my first like proper season doing shows, and I discovered that I was opening. It was like my first show opening, and I was really excited. And the music was amazing, and I loved my outfit. It was just like one of those things where just like you just got out with like such a big
That's
smile.
Amazing.
And what was your Elie Saab dress? What did it look like?
It was a cool. It was like a cool leather jacket, and then like a long dress under. It was just so cool, and the makeup was like. A dark black eye, and the hair was kind of like straight, and I don't know, it was just so cool. It was just like
the fantasy of it, you know. That's what's so cool about fashion shows.
I just love also like you get to be all this different. Like once you put your hair and makeup and the dress, it's like it's not you anymore, and you get to kind of perform. And
that's why you have Golden Globes.
Exactly,
you know, it's an acting job.
It is.
No.
It is.
But it's I actually really love the part of like walking on the runway. It's just something so cool about it and powerful and I don't know. I've always liked it's just because like when we do editorials or campaigns, like you don't get the immediate satisfaction of your work.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think shows it's the only part of our job that we do that we have an immediately reaction to what we're doing. And, you know, I've always loved entertainment arts, like the singing, dancing, and the performing arts. That's the word that I wanted. So it's kind of a performance in a way that you actually have public seeing you. So I really like it.
No, it's awesome.
And it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, do your walk. You know,
yes,
it's like you're not getting in a position that the photographer and the creative director wants you in for an editorial. It's like you get to kind of like do your walk and like.
Yes and no.
Well, like at Victoria's Secret.
At
other shows, they're like, you're a deadpan or you're happy.
You know, like some shows will be like, you know, just be strong. Others will be like, no hips.
Right.
Bouncing, no smiles, look dead. And
A lot of them are looked at.
They just want it neutral so that they're close.
Exactly.
You're a sexy hanger.
You're a sexy hanger
for the show when you're like walking dead.
No, that's
and it's
true.
Funny because we get so much shit because like, oh, girls have no personality nowadays. Well, like they don't let us.
Yeah.
Most of
the time, like they don't really let us have personality on the runway. So if you actually have it, you'll actually get like, she's like, you'll like get shit for it. Like they will like
so
not
insane.
Book you again or they'll be like, you know, it's not about you.
We like the Victoria's Secret
show. And then your agent's
show.
Like, don't smile so much. And you're like, hey.
Well, that's why we like the Victoria's Secret
show.
Because
it's so much fun and so much energy.
People are themselves.
No, totally.
And they're like, this is me, but and everyone's so different. And when you're at a fashion show, everyone's sort of the same because they've been coached.
And people want to dance, you know? People like need to get up out of their seats and dance whenever, you know, whenever like to have good vibes. It's like you want to feel that as often as you can, right? Yeah.
And glitter and pink and balloons and spray tans, you know, sign me up.
It's everything you want.
It's everything
you love.
It is.
All right, so since we're talking about sexy and you are one of the sexiest women in the world.
Aww. Confirmed.
It's proven.
Thank
confirmed.
You.
What do you do to feel sexy? Like, what is your great tip for any woman to feel their sexiest and their best?
You know, I think, obviously, like, I can answer with like having sexy lingerie or putting heels or having like a red lip. But I feel in the end of the day, it's all about how you feel inside, because you're never going to feel good about the way you look if you're just not in love with yourself.
That's so true. Mm-hmm.
And if you're, I feel like you just got to have to accept yourself and know that you're unique, and all these things like build up confidence. And, you know, like, I think the worst thing you can do to yourself is comparing to another person.
Of course.
I know it's so hard. I do it. I've done it really badly in the past. And, you know, it just makes you miserable and you'll never be satisfied with yourself. And I think just finding how, just feeling content with yourself and figuring out a way to love yourself without having to depend on other people's approval, it's the most important thing. And I'm not saying, like, it's easy. It's not. And, like, I don't have the answers how to do it because, you know, I have days that I feel like the most confident person in the world and other days that I'm like, I don't want to leave my bed.
Right. I'm a monster. How does anyone look at me?
I'm like, right. Exactly. Yeah. And you're like, feel like, oh, but, like, you know, even models are probably the most insecure people you'll ever meet. Mm. And it's crazy to think because they're considered
the
standard of beauty, yeah. But we're probably some of the most insecure people.
Well, it's hard hearing no. You know, it's hard. Right. It's easy to internalize that when you're young.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. And then, you know, like, it's hard to stop comparing yourself to someone, you know, yeah. Like you were
all the tall people.
I mean, but it's tough, you know, like when, you know, you were up for this job and this other girl got it and then you're like, oh, is it because she's blonde? Is it because she has big boobs? Maybe I need more big boobs. Or, oh, is it because, like, you know, it's so easy to get on that. And I think with social media, it even makes it even harder.
Social media is so hard, but your social media is so great. So tell us, how do you take a selfie?
Good lighting.
How do you find your light, though? Like, this is what everyone always says. You have to find your light.
You know,
everyone's face is
light,
different, too.
Everyone's.
Right?
I love front light.
Okay.
I, like,
straight
hate
on.
Hate side light.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
Hate side light. And even when I have in shoots, they have like side light. I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh. It's like I always feel like one side looks great and the other one is all deformed. And I hate side light. So my favorite light, it's with the window in front of you, but you're still, or like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Travis is a master.
But I love natural. But I love natural light. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If you're in front of the window, but no direct sunlight on you. So it's like you're in a shade, but the light is still coming okay. from the window.
From okay. the sky, not the sun. The light, yes. Like from the sky, not like the direct sunlight kind on of. You.
I yeah. definitely think we're doing this after the podcast.
Oh, yes. It's going to yes. take a lot of practice, but we can do it. Yes.
It's a bit gloomy today, so yeah. I'm not even sure if it's going to work today. But, you know, like, social media is a very interesting, like, monster. I call it a monster because there's no other.
It is
great sometimes, but, you know, like, you're just comparing yourself constantly to the best part of everyone.
Yeah.
It's like you're not seeing, like,
of course
that
not.
Was crying for 3 days because of whatever, but you see, like, I put a selfie where, and like, everyone's just, everyone just puts the good things on social media. So it's like everyone thinks everyone's life is so great because you're just seeing the positive parts of it. And Instagram, it's, you know, it's part of my job. And I think that's the only reason I still have it, because if I didn't depend on it to do my job anymore, I would like go not have
radio
it.
Silent. I'm with you.
And even sometimes I go like a week or 2 weeks without posting because I just like I have nothing to post. Like I don't have anyone following me to take me pictures. Like my boyfriend take one picture, be like it's fine, and I'm like, oh, it's never good. And I hate asking big people for pictures because I think like I see other people doing it and I'm like, oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, you feel like such a narcissist when you ask other
people.
And you're
also like, and I'm going to hold you hostage for 30 minutes while we get
this
right.
And then like, you're on a wall.
And it's just I know. And
you're like, does this look natural?
Is this nice? Let me pull my shoulder
like,
out.
I see other people do it, and I see how ridiculous they look. And I'm like, is that how I look? I never want to ask people to take pictures again. Like, I have, like, there's this really funny paparazzi picture of me and my boyfriend, of, like, him, like, being an Instagram boyfriend. And he hates those photos so much. Because it's, like, him, like, being, ugh.
Is it the one from
he's like,
yet?
He's and like, me, I am like, not an Instagram boyfriend.
And, like, me on the beach, like doing poses. And it's just so stupid. It's, like, the things we do just to, like, it's just, yeah. It's a whole other thing. But it's just... Yeah, I'm getting more and more, like, sick of it. And,
I hear you.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like, they keep changing the algorithm, so it's like, you don't even know what does well anymore. So yeah. It's just like, why bother? Yeah. It's just like...
Seriously.
And I can't pass this up without saying her. She's been channeling Cher a lot with her pantsuits, but Mom, I am a rich man. And she's been... So she's at the Cannes Film Festival and Venice Film Festival. She's been wearing, like, bedazzled suits.
Oh, that's so fabulous.
I've been going through a suit phase. I actually wear a lot of suit in Cannes. And
you're wearing a suit right now. It's just a pajama suit.
Yeah.
But she's wearing, like, power suits.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. In Cannes, I wear this, like... silver, full on.
I loved
like,
it.
With like the jacket came like all the way with like a train.
Tails.
A tail, yeah. And then I wore like a white suit for Michael Kors. I wore I wore this two other suits. Like one was like from my friend's brand called Ciron, and it was like this red, almost looked like a red liquid.
Ooh.
It was really cool. And now in Venice, I wore this Armani like black, really cool.
It was like broken up gems, sort of, right?
Yeah, it kind of looked like sequins, but not really. I can't really explain what it was. Fun fact, we tied the pants so much, I couldn't sit.
Well, and that fabric's hard, right?
Yeah, because it wasn't stretchy, so.
So how'd you watch the movie?
I brought a different pants to sit through it.
That's hilarious.
And we had a dinner before, and I literally couldn't sit. Yeah, so I just changed, like, twice, and then I went to the red carpet, put them back again, and, you know.
Oh, my God. Even supermodels have to change their pants to eat dinner. It's like Thanksgiving.
I do feel better about myself knowing that there's a pair of pants
too.
That you can't sit in for dinner.
Because the fabric wasn't stretchy, so I couldn't even, like, bend my knees. Like, even going downstairs, I was just like... being weird.
See, that's
like,
why you've won those Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Because you could do it.
Dedication.
You could walk on that red carpet.
You were like, I'm going to walk like this, that this moves with me.
No, that's amazing.
Because the original pants, like, they were a little bit more looser, but I was like, that makes me look, let's make them like leggings because I want to look really tall. And then now you know why they were supposed to be loose.
Funny. That is amazing.
You did look tall.
What?
You did look tall.
Yes,
you did look very tall.
That's always my main concern. Was like, do I look tall? Great.
So before we let you go, let's just chat a second about this big Victoria's Secret bash that's happening right now to kick off Fashion Week. It's happening tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell us what you are excited for. What should we look for?
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we have really cool people coming. And, so we're launching the new Bombshell Intense fragrance.
Is that one of your favorites?
Yes. It's one of my favorites.
Where do you spray your fragrance to feel
everywhere.
Sexy?
Everywhere. I go on my neck. I go like, okay, one of my favorite tricks for fragrance is to put it on the hair.
Oh.
Like under, like on the back.
The back.
Because every time you move your hair, and girls move their hair
a lot.
And then it's like, oh, what is the smell? I was like, oh, it's my hair.
Oh, I learned a great new trick.
And when you walk away from someone, you leave them with the scent trail.
That's nice. And then also like on.
She just did it to me. I just smelled it.
You smelled it?
Yeah, I just smelled it.
See, it works. And also, what is this called?
The wrist.
The wrist. Like oh my God, my English just went.
Speak two languages, you're fine.
And inside the wrist. But then, like, I put a lot of fragrance. Like,
yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And, you know, my favorite color is red, and the bottle is red.
Mm.
So this is like the the provocative sister of Bombshell, which is Ping, but she's red. She knows. Ooh. She knows who she is.
Yeah. I like it. She's grown up. Yeah.
She's grown up.
She's a woman.
And
she's a
primary she's color. Like she's like the rich man.
Yeah.
You know. She's like, I know who I am. I know what I want, and you know. So that's who the Bombshell Intense
that's
is.
That's who you and are now.
That's who I am now.
I love it.
And we are having a big party tonight. It'll be fun, and it's going to smell incredible.
Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate. We're going to dance with you.
Yes, are you guys going to come?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love that venue. I love that you can go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all right. You guys, this has been so much fun.
Yeah.
And it is not every episode that I learn a trick.
Yes.
Or a hack. And I just got a fragrance hack that I'm going to use always.
Hair and back of the neck.
Yeah. Blown away. Mm-hmm. All right. Sarah Sampaio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Golden Globe
for
award
coming
winning.
Yes.
That's how you should be introduced. Victoria's Secret Angel Golden Globe award winning model.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I'm advocating for that. Yes, many. Many a Golden Globe.
Do you know they can't fit everything on the broadcast?
Awesome. Well, thanks you guys. Please come to usmagazine.com/stylish. All week long for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks, everything you want to know about Fall Fashion Week in New York City. And until next week, stay gorgeous.